Hello, and welcome to the Quiet and Strong podcast, especially for introverts. I'm your host, David Hall, and the creator of QuietandStrong.com. This is a weekly podcast dedicated to understanding the strengths and needs of introverts. Introversion is not something to fix, but to be embraced. Normally, we'll air each episode on a Monday, so be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform. So do you ever struggle with negative thoughts? Thinking, I'm not good enough for that, or I'm not good at that. Once I was asked to do a short training video and talk about the work that I do. Just 2 or 3 minutes, so it shouldn't have been a big deal. And I could have given the assignment to somebody else, but at the time I hadn't shot a lot of video before, so I thought it'd be a good experience. I approach this as I would public speaking. As an introvert, I seem to do well at public speaking if I'm prepared, have expertise in the subject, and am passionate about the subject. So when I accepted this assignment, I knew I was the expert and passionate, and I knew I could get prepared. So to prepare, I wrote out my script, and I practiced reading my lines, and I recorded myself. For some reason, I don't like practicing with others. So it worked well just to record myself with my office door closed. And this recording helped me to tweak my script a little and make sure I was within my allotted time frame. And then the day came, and I was a nervous wreck. I'm like, I can't do this. I had practiced. I even got a haircut and a new shirt. And I should have been fine. But these negative thoughts just kept pouring into my head. Like, what if you do a terrible job at this? What if your message is not as intended? I didn't let these thoughts stay for very long. I chose instead to reframe them and change and replace them with more positive thoughts. For example, I changed, what if you do a terrible job at this, to, you care very much about this topic, and you did your work practicing. You will do great. And I changed, what if your message isn't as intended, to, you're the expert here, and you know this subject well. And you know very well what others need to know. You've given similar presentations many times. You are the person for this job. So Michael Davidson wrote an article, A Practical Guide to Reframing Your Thoughts and Making Yourself Happier. He writes, you're free to reframe literally any thought you ever have into something more positive. So Davidson shares 3 types of thoughts to reframe. Limiting beliefs. You know, the not good enough thoughts, and not achieving what you want. Or wishing something were better. Really, a lot of times we need to enjoy the moment that we're in and not wish that we were in somebody else's circumstances. And then specific problem areas. What are your specific problem areas? Is there a limiting belief that you can challenge this week? He lists 3 principles when it comes to reframing our thoughts. He says the first basic principle is that events or situations do not have inherent meaning. Rather, you assign them a meaning based on how you interpret the event. And again, by reframing, you can change that meaning and make it more realistic. You know, I was telling myself I was going to do a terrible job. And in reality, I did a great job. And I told myself that that's what was going to happen. The second principle is every thought has a hidden frame behind it. The frame is your underlying beliefs and assumptions. They're implied by your thought. And the third principle is that there is a positive intention behind every negative thought. So what are you trying to tell yourself? You know, there could be some, you might be trying to protect yourself, but in reality, if you can change that negative thought into a positive thought, you can accomplish those things that you set out to do. So what's the best way for you to accomplish your goals? What can you learn as you go? And again, we can do our best work, but we can always learn and look back and think about what went well and what we want to do better next time. And as an introvert, you know, we do spend a lot of time in our heads, and I've had many thoughts, and it's so easy for them to go negative. But using techniques like this, I've learned to challenge those thoughts that would prevent me from doing something worthwhile. And sometimes it's not even preventing. It's you still do the thing, but you're not enjoying the experience. And when you're not enjoying the experience, such as shooting a video, it's probably not going to be that good either. Again, I think the video shoot went well. It was a good experience. And since then, I've done a lot more videos for a variety of reasons. If I had not challenged my thoughts that day, I still would have done it, but I probably wouldn't have done it well and or enjoyed the experience. But I'm really glad I did it. It turned out to be good and, you know, a good learning opportunity for further videos too. So Marcus Aurelius said, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." Our thoughts are so powerful. As an introvert, you have great ideas and ideas of how things can be great. Don't give up on these just because others may not be able to see things the way you do. So sometimes it's we have great thoughts, but the other thought is telling us that, oh, you can't share that great thought. People will think you're strange, or that's not, you know, other people aren't going to go with that thought or whatever. We can have negative thoughts about our good thoughts. So keep going. Keep writing, discussing, pushing for the exceptional that you would like to see. Keep pushing for the exceptional world that you see in your mind. Changing the world starts with a thought. So here's from Steve Jobs. "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones that do." This quote from Steve Jobs inspires me. And what great contributions he made to the world. Are you a crazy one? Are your great ideas out there? Or have they been muffled by the crowd? Often you have to persist, explain, and prove yourself to get listened to. As an introvert, I know I think a lot and often see things differently than others. One of the problems with those who think a lot is when they explain their ideas to someone who hasn't put the thought into it, the other person might not be able to see the big picture and often misses the genius of your thoughts. I have been dismissed as having crazy ideas. I now know that the time I spend thinking is a great strength, and the great ideas come from it. Often you have to persist, explain, and prove yourself to get listened to, but it will pay off. I'm crazy enough to think introverts will soon be more widely understood and embraced for their unique strengths rather than people to change, fix, or ignore. So here's to my fellow introverts. Reframe your negative thoughts. Put your great thoughts out there into the world, and together we can change things for the better. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to connecting with you email me at david@quietandstrong.com. Check out the website, quietandstrong.com. I would love to hear from you. I'll add social media channels to the show notes. Please comment, leave reviews, wherever you can. Send me topics or guests you'd like to see on the show. There's so many great things about being an introvert, and so we need these things to be understood. Get to know your introverted strengths and needs, and be strong.